Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome. This deep dive is for you, parents and teachers, offering a concise overview of the fascinating topics your students are exploring daily on The Juice. Okay, so let's dive right in. First up, alpha schools. They're taking teachers out of classrooms and putting AI in.
Sounds futuristic, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah.
So picture K-12 students spending like 2 or 3 hours a day on laptops with headphones on.
Learning core subjects entirely through AI.
Exactly. But they do have human guides there for mentoring. And then afternoons are for passion projects.
Like rock climbing. Or I saw managing a food truck.
Yeah. These schools, founded by McKenzie and Andrew Price, they claim students learn twice as fast.
And score in the top 1% on tests. That's quite a claim.
It is, but the tuition is steep, $40,000 to $75,000.
Wow. And critics do point out they have selective admissions, right? Highly motivated students to start
mm-hmm.
with.
So what's insightful here?
Well, what's really fascinating is how it pushes the idea of efficiency in learning. It makes us ask, you know, at what point does optimizing for speed maybe compromise the human side, the social and emotional parts of school?
That's a great point. It challenges what we think a good learning environment is.
Definitely. So for your kids, you might ask them, what helps you learn best? Why?
Good question. And maybe what are the pros and cons of learning with AI versus a human teacher?
Exactly.
Okay, now speaking of tech's impact, let's shift to reading habits. A big 20-year survey shows something maybe not surprising, but still concerning.
Right, as screen time goes up.
Reading for fun goes down. Americans are apparently 40% less likely to read for fun now compared to 2 decades ago.
40%?
Yeah.
That's significant. And the stat about parents reading aloud was really low.
Shockingly low. Only 2% of surveyed parents said they regularly read aloud to their kids. Just 2%.
Wow. And this study, published in iScience, it links these drops pretty directly to smartphones and social media.
Mm-hmm. The lead author mentioned how important family reading is for bonding imagination.
Yeah, it really highlights how our attention is, you know, being pulled everywhere.
Yeah.
And the impact on literacy, family connection. It's something to think about.
For sure. So discussion points for kids here.
Maybe ask,
huh?
What role does reading play in your life? Do you enjoy it?
And importantly, how do you balance screen time with other things, like reading for pleasure?
Good one. It's all about that balance, isn't it?
It is. Now, moving from personal habits to larger civic issues, let's look at Chicago.
Okay.
Mayor Brandon Johnson and Illinois Governor Pritzker are pushing back against President Trump's idea of deploying federal troops.
To address violent crime and immigration issues.
Right. Correct. Mayor Johnson even signed an executive order telling city agencies not to cooperate with federal agents on this.
Hmm. What's their reasoning?
They argue militarization isn't the answer. And they point out that the Trump administration actually cut funding like $158 million for local violence interruption programs.
Ah, okay. So they feel local solutions are being undermined.
Seems like it.
Mm.
And Chicago officials say crime is actually down 15% since 2023, with shootings down almost 38% from the year before that.
Interesting data points. It really raises questions about federal versus local control, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And different ideas about what actually makes a community safer.
Yeah, it shows how complex these urban challenges are. So for students, you could discuss, what do you think are effective ways for a community to reduce violence?
And maybe, well, how do different levels of government work together or, you know, sometimes disagree on safety issues?
That's a great civics connection.
Okay, thinking about understanding complex issues leads us nicely to our quote of the day. It's from Ivan Pavlov.
Ah, Pavlov.
Yeah.
The dogs and the bells guy.
That's the one. The quote is, "Don't become a mere recorder of facts, but try to penetrate the mystery of their origin."
Mm, I like that. Go deeper than just the surface.
Exactly. Pavlov was a Russian physiologist, won a Nobel Prize for his work on digestion, actually, but he's famous for classical conditioning.
Right, associating the bell with food until the bell alone caused salivation.
So this quote encourages that deeper inquiry, right? Understanding the why or the how, not just the what.
Yeah, it's crucial in science, history, even just understanding the news.
So with kids, you could explore, what does it mean to penetrate the mystery when you learn something new?
Or maybe. Can you think of a time you learned by associating one thing with another, like Pavlov's dogs?
Love it. Okay, from the profound to the, well, profoundly dedicated and maybe a little quirky.
Mm-hmm. What's this one?
The smell of true love. A man named Steven Yisseldick spent a whole day digging through 20 tons of compost.
20 tons? Why?
To find his wife Janine's engagement and wedding rings. They slipped off her buttery fingers after cleaning up spilled popcorn and ended up in the compost bin.
Oh, no. Did he find them? In 20 tons of compost.
He did. With help from landfill staff and an excavator, he spotted a clue, a half-eaten sausage he recognized.
A sausage? That's amazing. Talk about dedication.
Isn't it? It's a great story about love and sheer determination.
Absolutely. It shows how much personal value we attach to things, too. So for kids.
What qualities does Steve's story show about love and determination?
It may be. Have you ever lost something important and gone to great lengths to find it? Makes it relatable.
Definitely. Okay, finally, let's end on an inspiring science story. Scientists have cooked up a superfood for bees.
Oh, that's needed, isn't it? Bee colonies are really struggling.
They are, globally. Losses are described as catastrophic, up to 62% in some U.S. areas, due to habitat loss, pesticides, climate change, infections.
A whole range of factors. So what's this superfood?
Scientists at Oxford genetically engineered a yeast, Yarrowia lipolytica, to provide essential nutrients bees are missing.
And did it work?
Seems like it. A 3-month trial showed colonies fed this yeast reared 15 times more viable larvae.
15 times. That's huge. A real tool for beekeepers.
Mm-hmm. It's a great example of science tackling a big environmental problem.
Yeah, it underscores how interconnected things are and how innovation can help for kids.
Maybe ask, what's something in the world you care about that you wish people would help protect? Why does it matter?
Nice. And how can science and technology help solve big environmental problems like this?
Great questions. Wow, so we covered quite a bit today. AI schools, reading habits, city governance, Pavlov, lost rings, and super bees.
A real mix.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the fascinating world your students are discovering.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. We hope this sparks lots of great conversations.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.